From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama is warning congressional leaders that he will not allow another damaging showdown over the federal debt ceiling. But as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, Mr. Obama may not have a choice.
President Obama met with congressional leaders over lunch at the White House. While both Republicans and Democrats described the meeting as friendly and cordial, they remain far apart on the question of the debt ceiling. Republican House Speaker John Boehner repeated his insistence that any increase in the government's debt limit be matched by spending cuts. That sets the stage for another costly game of chicken late this year or early next, even though White House spokesman Jay Carney says the president wants to avoid that.
To risk tanking the American economy. That's just terrible. That's not leadership. That's a failure of leadership.
The two men did at least agree that they enjoyed the sandwiches the president served for lunch. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Vice President Joe Biden is going after Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney as out of touch. Campaigning in Youngstown, Ohio, an area of high unemployment, Biden casts Romney as a job-cutting corporate raider, more interested in profits than in workers.
He's a generous man. He gives to his church. He has a beautiful family. But he doesn't get it. He doesn't get what's at the core of all of this. It's about people's dignity.
Biden spoke on a factory floor in Youngstown, where the unemployment rate is 2 points above the national average at 10.4%. Romney's interactions with media have become more tense as he tries to keep to his script after several gaffes. Yesterday at a Florida campaign event, his aides blocked reporters from asking Romney questions at the rope line as he spoke with supporters. 16 retired Communist Party officials have taken the rare step of publicly calling for two top Chinese leaders to resign. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports the move comes during an extremely tumultuous political season in China.
The petition, posted on Chinese social media sites, calls for Zhou Yongkang, China's top security boss, and Liu Yunshan, the leading propaganda official, to step down. The party members who signed the petition are not political heavy hitters, but retired mid-level provincial officials. Such a public attack on high-ranking leaders is a sign of the fluid political times here. The petition targets Zhou for backing Bo Xilai, the now-sacked party leader who's been detained on suspicion of covering up a murder and corruption. Zhou is one of the nine men who effectively run China. He's scheduled to retire this fall in the country's leadership change. The petition has been blocked on Chinese social media websites, so it's unlikely many of the country's half-billion internet users actually saw it. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.
European stock prices have extended losses today, with investors increasingly nervous that Greece might default and have to leave the eurozone. This is NPR. A new Agriculture Department study finds that unprocessed, health-promoting foods cost less than processed foods that contribute to obesity. The lead author of a previous study, Adam Drewnowski, says he thinks the new one is misleading because it prices the foods by gram rather than by calorie, and there are no recommendations for consumption by weight. Adam Drewnowski explains why people buy so-called junk foods.
Very low-cost foods are energy-rich and nutrient-poor, and not by coincidence, they are consumed by low-income people who are obese.
The new study says foods with higher prices that provide more nutrients can actually be cheaper in nutritional terms. Legendary musician Chuck Brown, the godfather of the Washington, D.C.-based go-go music sound, has died. He was 75 years old. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has this appreciation for us.
For more than 40 years, Chuck Brown was a charismatic D.C. icon who whipped up audiences with his brand of funk, soul, and Latin party music, a call-and-response style called go-go. Brown's song Bustin' Loose topped Billboard's R&B music charts in 1979 and was later sampled by hip-hop artists.
You know, it's a groove, it's a feeling, you know, that goes on and on and on. That's why they call it go-go, you know.
Brown once told NPR the musical hooks he and his band The Soul Searchers developed were best experienced live. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.